We begin the current daf from Sefer Nazir Daf Beis. We begin on Beis. We begin to Tzmas. We begin with the words of the Gemara. Leimak Sabah Shmuel. Let's say Shmuel holds a dime chain. Mechiches us. It's obvious that he holds that when you have a partial statement that's not indicative, that lo having dime is not considered as a partial statement to work for your acceptance of your nether perish. In other words, what's the proof? Because this really the having your dime. If he held that it is considered as a partial statement, Lomalei Shmuel look and see the why Shmuel have to explain the Allah of our Mishnah. But Nazir Ebelafan of why does he have to say? Regarding the halacha, if someone says, hey, I will be, that he's a nazir, when the nazir is passing by in front, what do you mean? Even if a nazir does not pass by in front, hey, when he says, I will be, yad mihab, it's a partial statement. What does that mean? As Tais explains, it's fei mashmoya kabbalas naziris, because what do you mean? The Gemara asked, it says, maybe saying regarding a tainus. No. Fei mashmoya kabbalas naziris, it's more understood that it's going on accepting that in naziris. Why? Where do you see that? Because the real lochal alter, saying it from the zeros is appropriate for it to take effect right away. I feel ochal b'shalza b'yan kolayim, even if all day he's been eating and drinking wine, but machatzayim ve'elach yachol is nazir. But whatever it is, let's say midday he takes the zeros, it could take effect. Whereas mikabos times, which is not the case by accepting a fast, the mochal kraf already ate that day. Lo yachol sans hadlamach, can't start his fast until tomorrow. It's got to be a full day. And b'lishna ha mashman d'ha nazir alter, saying I will be sounds like I will be a nazir right away. But if it's a partial statement. And if Shmuel does not need indicating partial statements, even if it does not passing by, should also be effective. Obviously, holds that it's not Yadayim. Begin with the words of the Gemara. This is the Girsa. Amri, they said, in, yes, you're right. It's true. As you're proving, that it's only when another passes by, when there's no doubt, then it's going to take effect. Claim, in other words, in Vada, yes, most definitely, Shmuel's really, Shmuel holds, as you're asking, Yadayim Shein Mechichas, Levinayim, if it's not indicative, then it's not going to be a dime. As you continue, next to Zanassel, Ubinazar Belefon of Lekal Svuke. And well, it's only when Nazar passes in front of him, then there's no doubt, as Tayshik explained, Abidayim Mechichas, that's indicating, that's a proof of the partial statement. As you continue, next to Zanassel, but in Nazar Belefon of, but if the Nazar does not pass in front of him, then my Hobbitain is coming. Maybe it's, I'm going to be, I will be what? And fast. Claim, in other words, and therefore it's not a proof of the partial statement. That's one version. Says Tais B'Yeshvar and the Garsi, there are different texts that the Girs is actually, Amri, they said, loy, not in, no. What's no? So the Bach adds on the words that actually, Oivalafon of, if another passes in front, Habin Dime, that's going to be a dime. Avabat, Bismanch, in another Oivalafon, the nose is not passed in front, says the Bach, the words, loy, Habin Dime, it's not going to be a dime. As Tayyip explained, Vachim Perusha, this is what the Gemara is saying according to this Girsa. La'olam the traditional loyboy yadayim mechichas. No, he does not need that. The partial statement has to be proven. And as the Girsa continues, if his match nazar lefanav, when the nazar passes by in front, like l'svuki, then there's no doubt, as Tayyip explained, the yad mi'ahab, that, oh, of course that's going to be a yad. Ain nazar lefanav, if nazar does not pass in front, dilma hey betain is coming, maybe it's going to be, I will be for fasting. Pierce explains to Tayyip, in other words, ba'fil yad lehav, that will not even be a partial statement. That's why it's not going to work. But he did yad? No, maybe Shmuel holds. Does not have to be mechichas. So it says, like, Sazu, Masakacha. So according to this text, what's coming out over here is the Shmuel by Yadayim mechichas. Shmuel does not need evidential partial statements. But as the Bach adds on the words, but the Kashim, the Perikam of the Kedushin, is difficult from the first Perikam of the Kedushin. Because the Hasim comes Shmuel there. Shmuel says, Hared Mekadeshes, if a man says to a woman, you are engaged. Emily, even though he doesn't say to me, Hadei Mukadesh is like she's engaged to him. Prophet Gemara asks, what is that to say? The Shabbat Shmuel, the Shmuel, hold you damn, mechiches hab yadayim. That saying a partial statement that's not even indicative is going to be a partial statement. You didn't say even to me, you just said you're going to be engaged. But with now, the Mishnah, which is our opening Mishnah, Yemesef, is Nazar, Oime, hey, if someone says, I will be, the Mishnah says, the reason Nazar is going to be Nazar. Umukila Shmuel, as our Gemara is saying over here. And Shmuel explains, if the Mabish Nazar, the Levana of Nazar is passing by in front. Sounds like he knows I will find him, but the nose is not passing by in front. Lo, he's not going to be. I'm a seisik. So b'shmul b'shmul hold yadayim shein mechichas lo yadayim. That if it's not mechichas, not considered a yadayim. So Mashani Hasan the Gemara answers over there. You're right. Shmuel didn't say just mukadeshes. I mean mukadeshes li. He says that you were engaged to me. Okay. I'm about you see says this. Masik Hasan l'shmul mahalcha. The Gemara concludes over there from Shmuel's teaching over here. Yadayim shein mechichas lo have yadayim. That no, it's not going to be yadayim if it's in mechichas. So therefore, says Tais Lachik Yosin, therefore that Girs has to be as we first brought it. Amri, that they said in yes, and not like the other Girs of Loi, as Tais approves from the Gemara over there. But then Tosfos just explains, Bahashta, then therefore, based on this, it comes out of high lema when the Gemara says we have lema ksav Shmuel, that any kashar lema should be Gemara. It's not like generally when the Gemara says lema. Generally, the Gemara says lema. Really, that's so? The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Here, Shekinu lema, it actually stays like this. And Tosfos says, we find such a precedent. The Kabbalah Sekel Kamon, the Gemara later on, the Chav Tesman Beis also says lema, and it does stay like that, with Mefarash, or like the Gears of the Farash, like I'm going to explain over there. And therefore, it's not difficult to say that that's what lema means. Shem next says, Master begins with the words of the Gemara. How do you know? Even if the nose is passing by, but dimal lefoytim mekabonis, and maybe it's to exempt him from his kabonis, meaning hamatona lovely heavy kishisham kishisham nezerusai. That guy's passing in front. He's a nazir. And when he's saying hey, it'll be on me what to bring his kabonis when he finishes. I'm going to call a couple of alatz nezirus. All right, not accepting upon himself to bring nezirus at all. So how do you know? Hey means he's accepting nezirus. So nothing more answers. As Tais Damascus says, the koma beliboy, where he's saying this in his heart. That is, as Tais explained, li is nazir, that he wants to be nazir. So therefore, that's going to qualify a chiyuv nazirus. But says Tosfos, but you need to have the nazir passing by in front of him. If he's thinking a hey means I will be what? I will be a nazir. No, because the kabbalah should believe in the klum. An acceptance that's just in your thought process is nothing, because the gabbai nazir except kiyafli. It says that he'll enunciate means shi'fash b'fiv. You have to be explicit with your mouth. Now, but when the nazir is passing by in front, and he says something with the lips, I will be, and together in his heart, he's thinking, I want to be a nazir, then we're going to say altogether, the thoughts in his heart are going to be effective, as if he said in his mouth, I hate nazir, I'm going to be a nazir, like the guy who's passing by in front of him, that will be effective. Now that he what would you say? That be in a pibbly b'shavim. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, what do you need to say? That's what the Gemara says, no. What would you say? That maybe you need to have that what he's thinking and what he's saying should be the same. Kamash Malan. So, says Hachgesin, this is what the Gears is supposed to be. Just says the word Kamash Malan. Meaning, the Gears is not Kamash Malan and Dulay Be'ina, that you don't need to have, which Dabamash, that would have sounded like Dulay Be'ina Pibali B'Shavin, that you don't need to have, that your mouth and your thoughts should be the same. The Zain is not true, because Tais explained, the Chol Neder B'Toyz, any mistaken Neder, which is what you're saying is not the same as what you're thinking. Lav neder, it's not a neder. Meaning, the in this kavanah meiser. Let someone intended to say meiser, va'amat truma, and he said by mistake the word truma. Or yipchod all the way around. Apeir shalpan the produce that's in front of him. Loy maklum, he hasn't said anything, as the Mishnah says himself as trumas. Even though that's like in the quality of like a neder of what you're saying. Va'yikasha. Also, what would be difficult is because then lamalam lamalam lefanav. What do you need? The nazir passing by in front of him. The nazir would be a nazir given the chashav libi because he thought this in his heart. And you tell me, you don't have to have his mouth saying what he's thinking in his heart. And Lachlan Pershah Rather says, no. What the Gemara's Kamash Malan is, first, what would you say? And that maybe what he's saying and what he's thinking should be the same. And Bahacha Obekilo Hitzibib, a hey nazir befesh, where he did not enunciate explicitly, I'm going to be a nazir. So I've got the nazir of the So even if nazir passing in front of him, bomb believe in nazir. And he says in his heart that he wants to be a nazir. But in the pivoli b'shavin, that's still not exactly what he's saying with his mouth. Kamash Malan, what's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan is the machshava salev magalia diburi, that the thought of the heart reveals on the words that he did say, that hey, that what does it mean? I will be in kinozer b'lavan when the nazar is passing in front. That he nazar coming, he was saying, I'm going to be a nazar. Okay, I gav na b'shavin pivoli b'shavin. The Kamash Malan is not that you don't need pivoli b'shavin, that it is considered that what you're thinking and what you're saying are the same. Next is Master Bingo with the Gemara B'delma, but maybe a hey, I will be. Even though the nazir is passing by in front, means no alafan of the mitzvahs, I'll be beautified in front of Hashem with mitzvahs, meaning, as Tais explained, b'shar mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs. Ketanya v'chulu, what's the tanya? That we see that other mitzvahs also has halacha being beautiful. And umenol lemeva, the kibbutz of nazirs, and who's to tell us that he accepted upon himself nazirs? So, next to his master, at the beginning of the Gemara, so Amar Shmuel said, no, shetavas besayre. Not only Nazar passed by in front of him, he was also holding on to his ear. Claim, in other words, what he's saying is, I'm going to be beautiful with the mitzvah. Yeah, it could be any mitzvah, but he's holding his ear, so it must be dependent on here. Could go in his ears like that of his ears. Says about by a question. He says, well, here, the Gemara cannot have answered. Maybe it's believed b'tafis b'sayer. Maybe it's not holding on to his ear. But if Nazar b'levan, but Nazar passing by in front. No, you can't say that. Why? Because the hachadib b'shalom kama. Here he's saying in this, not the Gemara right before that we just had in places regarding Ehei. Here's Toma where he says Ehei no, so I'm going to be beautiful. And if he wasn't holding on to his ear, then even the nose is passing by in front of him, that would make sense. Ehei no, that I'm going to be beautiful. B'shar mitzvahs, like just like Nazirs. And it could mean any mitzvah. And says Tais, and previously when the Gemara had asked regarding when the first case of Ehei, The Gemara said, "B'dimah hibatainis." Maybe I will be means in the fasting. There you couldn't answer what we're answering over here. Bishatav is b'sari that when he's holding on to zir, when nuz is not passing right in front of him, why? Because the ulmish tamei shaper. Because then that would still make sense. I hibatainis that I would be fasting. Ki ain nuz abel afanav. If a nuz is not passing right in front of him, avakav b'sari. Even though he's holding on to here, it wouldn't tell us that. That it doesn't mean a tainus. It's only when the nuz is passing in front. Oh, the therefore that means to say, it's referring to. It's only when you say na'a, the na'a b'mitzvahs that's totally inside. But holding on to your ear wouldn't tell us anything when you just say the word ahe. And then says so v'hashta asi shapa. Now it makes sense based on the way we explained in the Gemara these two cases of ahe and ahe nazim. The masnitin palgin b'tiri bavi. As Tais had already addressed in the manal, why the Mishnah split into two different cases. Oh, hey, someone says I will be here, he's a nazir. Oh, yeah, hey, no, that I'm going to be beautiful, he's a nazir. I've got the Vayyodzin, although they're both in the halacha category of partial statements. Because we explained there are two different reasonings, they mean two different things, and therefore that's what Tais explained. They couldn't even have the same answer because they're two different categorical cases, and therefore that's why the Mishnah mentioned them separately. Next, Tais Master begins with the words of the Gemara, Vamayna, which we don't have those exact words, but how is this beautiful? No, this is a sin, and we're saying that this is I will make myself beautiful by the mitzvah of nazirus. Pierce, as Tais explains, someone takes a nether of nazirus. It's a very did a sin. But currently, no, we're calling this beautiful. Some have the gears and not milsa davera, but milsa avida. In other words, this is something of an action that is v'chimaisa hagin v'kashal. I think it's appropriate action and that's fit to do. Haveri, but it's a sin. Mishan, the answer begins with next different askel, fill, which is really from the next daf and Gimel Menalf, that a fill Rabbi Lazar Kaba v'chulu, but Dilma asl meval nizirusa, he might come to violate his nizirus. Lishleis b'yayin k'orchala hayamim. That's only when he became tamei. So he's got to start over. It's going to be too long. Then he might violate. That's when he calls him a sinner by being a nazir. But Gittin, the next tesis masel, the big one's the Gemara b'tar. But a nazir that's tar, he's not called a sinner, and therefore it's not an avera, and therefore yet it is ehena, it is beautifying oneself with a mitzvah. But this is wait, because it's difficult, because the Ba'alma actually in general, as we find in the Gemara later on the Fiyates, isolated Belazir, the Reb Lazir's teaching is brutal fill on nazir tar even on a pure nazir. Now why is he called a sinner? Since he's holding himself back from a permitted pleasure that God wants us to have, a wine, he's called a sinner. So how can you say he's not called a sinner? What you can say is like this. Tais makes a differentiation. It says, the tar nami k'tas kar lechlechti. You're right. A tar nazir is also called a little bit of a sinner because he's holding himself back from wine. But the mitzvah of taking the nether of nazirs is greater than the sin that he does of holding himself back from wine. Therefore, it's appropriate to say, I'm beautifying myself with this mitzvah. Just like someone who takes a fast because of a bad dream he had on Friday night, he has a mitzvah to nullify the bad dream by fasting, but he did a little of a sin that he fasted on Shabbos. Like as we find, he has to fast the day after Shabbos to atone for that he fasted on Shabbos. But regarding a nazir tamei, the Torah calls him a sinner, as we see that he's called a chayte, and the way he explains it on the nazir that's tamei. Why is he a sinner? Fisher says nizir because he's demolishing his Naziris, but so Lazal Nazirus, he has to start up as Naziris, or covered by a mice, and that's very heavy in him to do such a thing. The Torah is shyness, and therefore he regrets the earlier ones, therefore that's why that's called a chayte. But the Nazatar is, and the sum total is not really called as a sinner. Next, there's a mass at the beginning of the Gemara, which is also from the next half. Harin the Kizah. So when someone says, I'm going to be like this, so the Mishnah had said he's going to be a nazir. So the Gemara's question is, so even though he's holding on to his hair, but the Gersa Taisa says, and some man on the words, but he hasn't said anything. So Taisa says, yes, from the Chasid, and some have the Gersa, as Argama has it, Harini Kizeh, I'm going to be like this, Loyomar, he hasn't said anything. Now, the way that sounds like, which Taisa says, Achin Taisu, well, this is a mistake. What do you mean? Mistake to the Mishnah explicitly said, Om Harini Kizeh. The words read like, Harini Kizeh Lo'ema, he didn't say like this. So how did he become a Nazir? Taisa says, what do you mean? The Mishnah is explicit. Well, that's the words we're going in the Mishnah, Harini Kizeh. So it says, "Tez b'shemah ha'sefer tov b'may b'chasa b'sahachi." Maybe the scribe made a mistake. What's written after this? But Tesis continues, which is from the words of the Gemara. Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, "B'shenazah b'chulu." We're talking about where the nazir is passing by in front of him. Pirsh Tez explains like this: "Is the sakat aitach?" What the Gemara thought was the in nazir able to find him. The nazir is not passing in front of him. The stuff is besides just holding up to his ear. The Gemara seen lel. Similar to the previous case in the Mishnah of a hey no, that I'm going to be beautiful. That we explained that no, he's just holding on to his hair, but the nose is not passing in front. What do you mean? What does it mean? Harini kizeh loy omar. Harini kizeh saying I'm like this. Doesn't sound like anything of Naziris. I'm going to the top of the who's holding on to his hair. Shanish Moshmul answers, you're right. Hachanam here also with Tumah Kishon Nozah, but the Nozah is passing by in front of him. Now, the Hashtag and Tzorch Lem, Tavos Vesar, now it's 36 Lem. We're left to say that it's holding on to his here. And therefore, that's what the case means, and that's what Shmuel was answering of, you didn't say anything related to Naziris. He says, no, Tumah, the Nozah passed by in front of him. That's why it's going to be accepted as of Naziris.